Welcome to the 100 Master Coaches series featuring master coaches from around the world. Let's journey together on this 100 Master Coaches series with your host, Coach Mel, MCC. Today's Master Coach is Carl Van Hooy. He coaches and advises leaders and organizations to challenge their strategy, strengthen their leadership, and sharpen their delivery, all towards sustainable transformation. Carl is also passionate in mentoring coaches on their journey to their PCC and MCC. Now onto the show.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the 100 Master Coaches. This is Coach Mal, and today on the show is Carl Van Hooy. He hails from Antwerp, Belgium. Can we all put our hands together for him? Woohoo! Welcome to the show, Carl.
Thank you very much, Mel. I'm honored, very honored and pleased to be here with you. Thanks a lot for the invitation.
And we're just going to jump in, Carl. I know you are ready. So the first question is this. Tell us about your coaching journey. How did it all begin for you?
Wow, that's a nice one to start. Well, it started actually about 15 years ago. I was active actually as an HR manager, an HR leader, in a few organizations. And one of the jobs I had there was the role of HR business partner. And it is in that role that, well, I found myself often in conversations with colleagues, with internal clients, as I call it. And I seemed to find a certain comfort in having conversations with people, in building trust with people. Fortunately, I also gave a lot of advice. I inspired people. I mentored people. I offered people solutions. And I did a lot of other things that have absolutely nothing to do with coaching, but the fun part is, I didn't know that at that moment. So, I love to converse with people, and I love to do a lot of things with them. Some of which I would later discover they had nothing to do with coaching. But at that moment, I really love that, and it gave me the idea. Perhaps coaching would be something for me. And I started reading a little bit about it, and I explore on internet what possibilities were there on the market. And I remember that in 2007 or 2008, I registered for my very, very first coach training. And that was, I had no clue at all what it meant. It was the so-called ACTP program.
What is ACTP?
People from that organization told me, what, it's directly recognized by ICF. By what? So that's actually my first years, a kind of discovery and exploration within myself. That coaching could be something for me, not knowing what it really well was. And then still part of that first part of the journey, I followed indeed that coach training. And then I must say that I lived quite some confronting moments with myself, tough confronting moments, because a lot of what I thought was coaching, well, it wasn't. You can compare that with my academic background. I am from basic study. I studied law. Now, you must know that people who have studied law, in general, are quite convinced about themselves being right, and also tend to be quite like this, talkative.
So opinionated,
right, and being very talkative, you can imagine that it was not the most easy start of coaching. It started there.
Okay, that's fantastic. I hear that you've been just loving people, of course, and working in HR. And I've read your profile. You've been in some great companies there. Doing great HR work. and realizing when you came out of that, and I'm just wondering, when did it exactly come out and do coaching full time? When was that you decided to do that?
That was in 2014.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I had done a job in a company active in the paper and pulp industry, and I had a job as a learning leader for a big part of Europe within that group. And then there was a kind of a dilemma that I encountered in my life. Well, I've had many, but that was one of them. Clearly suggesting, Carl, you need to make a choice. Or you return to Belgium and you continue in HR, but not every part of HR, preferably the soft bar related to development, related to coaching, to leadership, to change, etc. Or you follow your heart and you jump into the swimming pool that you probably already know that is the swimming pool you're going to end at a later phase.
Yeah.
But for the money, you can just as well jump right now. And in 2014, I've made here the click. To say, well, okay, I can go for another HR job, and that is something that I can do then for another, whatever, 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah.
To then return to the point I am actually right now, and that is following the passion that is in it anyway, without deviations. And it is okay, let's do it. And then I left that company. I found myself as an independent external coach, and then a fantastic journey over 6 years started, bringing me from ECC to MCC recently, and enabling me to explore working for lots of various clients, lots of various companies, and not just for one company anymore.
Yeah. Wonderful.
And so far, I've not regretted it at all. It's not always an easy life, but it is my life, more than it was in the corporate world.
Fantastic. I'm glad that you made the jump, and we are talking today. So that's amazing, right? The next question focuses on your early journey as your own boss. In your journey as a coach, as you and I realized that we've got to not just be great at coaching and passionate about people, but also be a little bit wise in our handling of our company and the way we brand ourselves and stuff like that. Could you share with us some perhaps ups and downs of the reality of the first couple of years that you stepped up?
That has been a very, very interesting couple of years. That is the area of 2014, 2016. I have built my business from scratch, like many coaches probably do.
Yeah.
And this is probably something what many coaches will be saying. I'm not the typical commercial sales kind of guy, and luckily for what we do, I believe that being purely in sales would rather be counterproductive than it would help you. Yet you have to be able to enter somewhere a company at some point. So I had a little bit of network coming from the companies I previously worked for. Some of them have become my first clients, but that was not enough.
Yes.
So I've been trying to build credibility and visibility by working a lot as a volunteer for ICF. I've also written a few books. I've written a few blogs. I try to be visible on social media, although in 2014, 15, 16, LinkedIn, Facebook were not yet what they are now.
Of course.
But well, I've managed by various initiatives to get a few more clients. Not yet enough to make an entire living, but yet enough to continue to see perspective. And then I also launched myself in career coaching with a partner here in the neighborhood. It is probably not the kind of coaching that I would like to do day in, day out, but it was at that moment a very, very valuable channel to build business and to build even more visibility and credibility. So I combined actually in those first years career coaching, which what is commonly called executive coaching.
Yes.
And those together made it livable on financial.
They very nice.
They possible to continue and to build the business further. And the main struggling at that moment in my coaching practice was to stay focused on the coachee and not at some moments on my own worries that I had sometimes. But
yeah.
It's always been the energy that I received from my coaches that has gave me the courage to continue.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I love the part where you say it's just not as automatic as it is, right? It's a bit of work there, a bit of work of putting yourself out there, doing the things that you and I may not be 100% comfortable, like writing blogs and books and things like that. But all of that accumulatively is important. And I hear you say you started with the context, some of the context that you already knew, went in there and started there and started to also network in different places. That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah, well, it is easily summarized so many years later, but that is the daily efforts that I was doing at this moment. And it's what I've also learned is when you have five clients who spreads positive vibes about you in their own networks, that is much more powerful than any interview you could do yourself.
Absolutely. I am 100% with you on that one. Oh. All right. The next question, it's about your brave moment. You can share it. Well, you can share it in the perspective of coaching or even your life. It's up to you.
I'll start perhaps with the most evident. It is then we return to that, to those two first years, 40 to 60. I had once at a very difficult moment in my coaching journey, the opportunity to return again to corporate life.
Yes.
similar with the last one I did, but added a little more coaching in it. So the temptation was even
greater.
At that moment, I made, what I say here as expression, I made a stone of my heart. I turned my heart into a stone. And said, no, I'm not going to do that. And guess what? And well, there's a thing called people sometimes refer to synchronicity.
I'm
not going to jump in detail on that here, but
yeah,
it tells me that half an hour later, after that is, no, I'm not going to do it. A company called me saying, yes, we found your profile on LinkedIn. We would like to invite you for a meeting. So,
perfect.
Well, I've learned from that moment that you can call it whatever you want, but follow at some moment the energy that is present. Where does your energy want to go to? If it's not going to that company, well, then don't let it go to that company.
Yes. Thank you. I'm going to ask you, because you've been a coach for a while, whether it's internally or externally, you've been a coach for what, 15 years, if I hear it properly. What will be your three insights for us today from that years of coaching?
I've prepared this one a little bit because I had 20 insights and then I took mine up.
Well, you can always give us in a checklist. You know, these days people are giving away free checklists. Just pass it to me. I'll make sure that everyone who watches your episode will get your 20. Okay, let's go with three now.
Yes. Well, the first insight I got is the need, or perhaps even the art, of going slower in life. Going slower, not just in coaching conversations, but try to slow down. Actually, in your entire life, in your entire way of being. Wow. And there has been a time, certainly when I was in corporate organizations, where it seemed to be necessary to join the collective hectical way of working together. Huh? Yes. And when you are part of that, when you're part of that, you are basically invited to join that, because everybody seems to be going on in a very, very busy mood. Now, I'm not saying that it is never hectical, but what I have discovered is that people are too busy with themselves to even observe, to even notice that you are slowing down. When there's a mail entering Monday, and when you only give a response to that mail on Thursday, it's not so that the entire world stops turning until you have responded that mail. No, no, the world just continues and is too busy with you to even notice that you have taken your time. So the art of slowing down has been insight for me in my coaching journey.
That's nice.
Second one is the insight of alignments. And I mean with that, once you have discovered, or once you've explored what is your mission and your identity, and once you try to align your entire life with that insight, the pieces of the puzzle seem to fall together in a more or less spontaneous way. Whenever I had discovered the essence of my life in the journey of the past 15 years, also that is a journey, the discovery of what is
definitely
the mission,
journey.
But from the moment that you start to be busy with that journey, that you start to active exploring what is the purpose, the mission, what is my identity, it is my impression that there comes some kind of spontaneous alignment in your life. Call it peace, call it tranquility, call it whatever you want to call it, but the pieces of the puzzle seem to be falling together more spontaneously. So a key insight is try to be busy, try to explore that important part of your life, and you will not find a solution immediately. You need a lifetime to find that solution or to find an answer, but at least be busy. It integrates all the rest.
Nice.
And the one is the idea of, and that has been a really hard lesson for me, a hard insight. Try to live by following energy. For the main decisions in life you need to take, for strategic decisions, for shall I or shall I not, for things in business, for things in life, I've learned to switch from the head only with the entire body. So the what am I sensing here question, what is happening question, where goes the energy, shall I follow it question, has become much more important than what is the business case. I'm not saying that I'm living entirely based on my intuition, I'm a little bit cautious with that word.
Yeah.
But it is true that I switched from the hedge into my entire energy. And that's been a first key insight.
Wow, that's fantastic. I'm just listening to you, learning to slow down, aligning with that identity and purpose. And then, of course, going and flowing with that energy. Oh, that's beautiful. Really, really. And it actually all comes together, isn't it? All three of them. Right.
Yes.
It's when you slow down, then you recognize, right, that whole alignment, and then, you know, you will realize and be sensitive of that different energy that comes to you, or attracts you. That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
The next question, Carl, is if you had the chance to do it all over again. What would be different?
Yes. When was it? Yes. 16, 17. I lived a difficult year. I was almost in a, what I could call, well, self-destructive mood towards my own coaching journey. I was at that moment very actively fighting against the idea that I would ever go for MCC.
Wow.
It was basically as if I told myself every day, no, that is not my ambition. Well, perhaps not every day, but every week. No, that is not my ambition. No, that is not. For about a year, 2016-2017. I said that to myself almost an entire year. And until now, honestly, I have no idea why I have been doing that. Probably because below there was a very, very intensive but hidden desire to go for it anyway. And
yeah.
I probably have wanted to not to see, not to acknowledge that desire. But if I look back at that, I think that I have been pretty, time and energy consuming, being counterproductive with myself, sometimes even self-destructive. And if I would have to do something again, I would try to not to waste energy with destructive convictions and opinions about my own coaching journey. That's something that I would rather not have to experience over again.
I appreciate you saying that. It's not an easy task getting to MCC as well. I know you kind of said that you did not know the reason why you had this sense of destructiveness.
I've never took the opportunity to let myself coach on that. So I've never been coached on that aspect. That's also something that I would do differently right now. Other things have happened that have more or less taken that obstruction away, luckily for me, but it has cost me energy that was not
I don't know whether it's okay if I ask the question related to that. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Now that you are MCC, what would you say to that old self at that point of time?
You stupid fool.
Okay.
Not because, well, there is a year lost, good heavens, what is 1 year in a coaching journey, but because I've been fighting with myself for against myself for no reason at all. In fact, what had to happen, and I will share you the entire story, is that I was not able at that moment to very, very, very clearly define the mission and idea of my life. And I was not able to clearly define that. And that's why I started beating, fighting against what was what happened. And it had to be a year later, my father, just before he passed away, saying to me, Carl, it looks like there is still something important that you need to do.
I'm not doing
this, and please don't tell me what it is for a job you're doing, because I'm not going to understand it probably. There is still a mountain you need to conquer.
Wow.
Whenever you find what that is, please do it. Thank you, Daddy. Well, there I was. That actually made a difference.
Well done. Well done to Daddy. Well done to you too, Carl. That's a beautiful story, really. Really, really touches my heart. So good. So good that you're saying all this, because there will come a time in coaching for everyone who is on this journey, on their journey, that they would probably feel a little bit like what you have shared just now. So thank you. This is an important moment. And it's also important for me to move into the future, Carl. In your mind's eye, Carl, what do you see the future of coaching looking like?
Well, first I have to go and look for my mind's eye, because it's a nice metaphor.
Please do.
Yeah, well, my mind's eye is telling me that the future of coaching, well, if you look at the purely operational level of tendencies in corporate life, etc., I clearly see an enormous potential for team coaching.
Yes.
I think that team coaching is going to become as important than individual coaching has always become. And even larger than that, systems coaching. Look at organizations, see what matters. Clarify what matters. Yes. That's on what I see in terms of complete opportunities. Now, from a more philosophical perspective, and I think and I hope, cross fingers, that whatever is happening in the world at the moment, and not so beautiful, what is all happening at the moment. I think and hope that coaching, whatever you will name it, the ability to listen to each other, the ability to ask each other questions, the ability to feel empathy towards each other, the ability not to impose our own dogmas or convictions to the other one. I believe that those skills could somehow become more natural. I believe that coaching should be able to more or less organically integrate itself, not just in coaching journeys with executives, not just in coaching journeys for teams and organizations, but in fact, the entire world. So I hope and think that coaching, or at least some parts of coaching, could become part of our, well, daily life. For the simple reason that if we continue with our entire humanity the way that we are doing now, well, there are risks not to be left lots of humanity. I don't know, 50 years, don't have a so I believe that in terms of coaching mind and heart sets, I think and hope that it is like, well, it should be, it's a wrong word at this moment, but it should be a positive, healthy virus spreading.
Yeah, I like that. I like that so much. Healthy, positive virus spreading. Wow, I'm going to quote you on that one. We all need that. And we all need that on a daily basis, isn't it? Because there is just so much happening in the world today. I echo what you say, that perhaps not just coaching, it's also a lot of other very important concepts, philosophies, whatever you call it, that can help humanity come together. Yeah. Wow. The next question, Carl, is your master wisdom for the budding coaches entering and becoming coaches themselves. What would be that you want to leave them with?
It's going to be a short one. Okay. It is not you going to your coaching journey. It is your coaching journey that will come to you. On condition that when it's there, well, your door is open.
Let that sink in. And with that door open. Beautiful. And as coaches, we ask powerful questions, Carl. What will be your powerful question that you want to share with the audience? Challenge them perhaps today.
Okay. What parts of your future you can you already sense now?
I'll let you say that one more time so that you sink in to everyone listening today.
Which parts of your future you can you already sense now?
Well done. Carl, it's been a pleasure having you on this show. We would like to have the audience be able to connect with you. So share with us some handles that people can get in touch with you.
Yes. Well, the most simple way is LinkedIn and Facebook. Carl van Hooy, that's just my name, three words. There's also the Facebook group on coaching journeys. That is ACC, PCC, MCC, coaching journey. And for those wanting to have personal contact with me, with pleasure, that would be carlvanhooy@gmail.com. carlvanhooy@gmail.com. And that's the most easy way to get in contact with me.
There you have it. Thank you so much, Carl. Any last words that you want to say to us?
Can I share another question?
Oh, sure. Here we go. Oh, nice.
What can you do with those parts that you are already sensing?
Spoken like a master coach. And giving that accountability back to each one of us listening in on the 100 Master Coaches series. This has been a fantastic time, Carl. Thank you so much for being on the show. This is Coach Mel signing out with Carl. Oh, he's here. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Till the next time.
You have been watching the 100 Master Coaches series with your host, Coach Mel, MCC. Brought to you by Catalyst Coach. www.catalystcoach.live. We will be right back with our next Master Coach on the 100 Master Coaches series.